From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Iranian protests continue. Thousands of pro-government supporters held rallies Saturday across Iran for the fourth day in a row. This one day after Iranian leaders' sharp criticism of the United States for calling a United Nations Security Council emergency meeting focused on the protests. During that meeting, the U.S. put Iran on notice, and U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said the world is watching Iran right now. Here's more from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley surprised council members this week by calling for the public session. Haley said the week-old protests that have rapidly spread to nearly 80 cities and towns across Iran are evidence of the people's long festering frustration.
The Iranian people understand the nature of their regime. They understand that their lack of voice in their government has allowed the regime to ignore them.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The unrest resulted in the deaths of 22 people and the arrest of more than 1,000 others. U.S. President Donald Trump appears to be ratcheting up the pressure on Pakistan. In a late-night tweet Friday, the president suggested he would be in favor of cutting all aid to Islamabad. His administration announced Thursday it is suspending well over $1 billion in military funding to Pakistan over the government's refusal to take more decisive action against terrorism. Pakistan's military Friday dismissed a U.S. action as meaningless, saying it would serve only to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. And we have more on this story, as well as more as what's going on with the Koreas, on voanews.com.